Well, it's day two again of Crufts, and I'm now joined with by Sally Hopkins, who is the harness designer of the Perfect Fit Harness. And this is a subject that's close to my heart, as one of my greyhounds wears a harness. And I've struggled in the past finding the right fit and something that doesn't rub. So Sally's just going to tell us a little bit more about the harness and where the idea came from.
Right, hello. Yes. The problem is with most harnesses, they're trying to fit too many shapes and sizes of dogs, and they're usually made of bits of webbing, so that they're very slippy and move around on the dog, causing lots of friction and rubbing. The other problem with most generic harnesses is that they either go over the head or moving the legs. If it goes over the head, it means you've got very baggy shoulders because of the size of the skull. Now, if you have padding on a harness, you can't have adjustments. So how do you get around that? And I came up with the idea of a modular harness. So in other words, we have a collection of different size tops, fronts and girths, which we can mix and match in any combination to fit any shape of dog, from a Chihuahua puppy right through to a St. Bernard. Now, all we do is we look at the shape of the dog and we need the girth measurement, which is just behind the front legs there. And with that knowledge, we're able to clip together, say, a small top piece, a medium front piece, and an extra large girth piece for a greyhound. If any of the bits are the wrong size, you just send it back to us and we swap them in the post free of charge.
That's brilliant. And can you explain to people who might not understand the benefit of a harness as opposed to a flat collar?
Yeah. Well, the problem with collars is it's one of the most sensitive parts of a dog's body, where all the fluids and nerve endings are going from the brain to the spine and the rest of the organs. And every time a dog is jerked or has too much pressure, it can cause a lot of damage to that neck area. Another problem with a collar is that dogs need to use their noses to use their working instincts, and it helps lower a dog's adrenaline levels. So if you have them on a padded harness where there's no friction, no movement, and their heads are free, it's like walking off lead. So they're much more calm and relaxed and can use their noses. I explain it a bit like dogs don't need to meet other dogs, but they need to smell other dogs. It's to do with social interaction. So if you think of it a bit like Facebook, you go to Facebook or any sort of social media to find out what's going on in your world. And so by sniffing and leaving messages, it means that other dogs in the neighbourhood can come along and chat amongst themselves. Now, this is where the harnesses really come into their own, because another reason that dogs get stressed is they get caught in this vicious circle of whenever I leave the house, because I've got pain either from a bad fitting harness or a collar that's hurting, I must pull to get away from the pain. They're not realizing that they're causing the pain to start with. So even, I'm not saying it solves all dogs' problems, but it takes the pain and the associations from the past out of the equation, so you can help to retrain your dog to get a better quality of life for you both.
No, that's great. I mean, I find for dog reactivity, particularly on a flat collar and lead, where you do get that pulling, that association, often switching to a harness. And particularly what I love about yours are the double-ended, that you've got the D-ring on the chest and on the back, really helps sort of rebalance the dog. And for a lot of owners, it's a complete change and a pleasure to walk their dog again.
Absolutely. And the thing is that the problem with the word harness is it's got so many connotations. People hear the word harness and think of huskies for pulling or pulling carts or whatever. So does that mean that the word harness means it's teaching a dog to pull? But it depends on the design of the equipment. So if you've got a well-designed harness that copes with the different shapes and sizes of breeds, as well as the centre of gravity of that dog, then it solves all those problems. If somebody says it stops a dog pulling, smile and walk away, because each dog is slightly different, but it solves their quality of life, it improves their quality of life.
And I think as well with the Perfect Fit, unlike some of the anti-pull devices, which use, in my opinion, a bit of positive punishment and obviously, you know, the negative reinforcement that comes with that. Oh, hang on, we'll just pause. A live recording back again. The Tannoy announcements are very good at interrupting the recordings at Crufts. But we were just talking about the harness and the fact that it's not an anti-pull harness. Sally's just going to explain that a little bit more.
It's the problem with sort of quite a lot of the designs that are asking for, when people want a quick fix, is actually it can be tightening on the dog and cutting into the armpit area where there's very sensitive skin and muscle and tissue there. And yes, it may work, but it's actually just suppressing the dog. It's not learning anything new from the experience. It's actually an aversion technique.
Yeah.
And so we've had people come to us and say, I've tried a harness and the dog hates it. And I describe an anti-pull harness because that's usually the problem. Yeah. It's an aversion technique. The joy of a perfect fit is the dog doesn't even know it's wearing. In fact, because it's such a snug fit, because it doesn't clip around the head, over the head, it clips around and a bit behind the front legs, is because it's such a snug fit, it often works very similar to a body wrap.
Yeah.
And this is why a lot of rescue centres such as the Dogs Trust, the RSPCA, and a lot of behaviourists and vets recommend the perfect fit, because it helps dogs feel more in control of their bodies. They can sense being hugged.
Yeah.
And they're able to look around, their freedom to check what's happening in their environment, so their anxiety levels go down, and it makes such a difference.
So, I mean, in essence, it's allowing them to be dogs and enjoy their walks, because I think we sometimes forget that it's actually the dog's walk, not our walk, and that sniffing the world, as you've said, or the P-males, as it often gets called, is their way of gathering information, and we should allow time for that in the walks, in my opinion.
Yes.
So if people want to buy a perfect fit harness, where can they find it?
Well, it's on our website, www.dog-games-shop.co.uk, or you can just Google perfect fit dog harness and you'll find us there. And go through to our web shop and look at our perfect fit. What I would say to people is if it all looks a bit complicated, don't panic. All you need to do is measure your dog nice snug fit just behind the front legs in centimetres.
So we're back again after yet another public tannoy announcement, and we just got to the part where we're measuring around the girth in centimetres.
So with that measurement, all we need then is the age, the breed, or description if it's crossbreed, and the sex, and give our office a ring on 01684 569 553, and they'll be able to advise you on what side to order, or you can order over the phone.
That's brilliant, thank you so much.
The other thing is, if you find any of the pieces are the wrong size, we swap them in the post free of charge. It's all part of the service.
Well, that is really good. I think if people are slightly confused and worried, because it's a lot of money for some people to invest in, that's a fantastic offer. I don't see how people could ignore that. And I'm looking forward to trying one out on my dog too. So thank you very much, Sally.